asking outside of ourself for help. This is the Dial Healing Birds here in Campbell, California. People dial us every day asking for help on their problems, asking for guidance and asking for direction in thinking positive thoughts about wholeness and health and right action, peace and truth and goodness in every possible way. Well, we tell them that if they will go within themselves, if they will stop in peace and say, I am whole and perfect now, since healing is the issue we're thinking about right now, I am whole and perfect right now. Now, it is so often that we would like to not just stop and say that. We want to say that something has to be done. We have to take some pills. We have to take some medicine. We have to take some alternative things, whatever it is that we have to take. But we've got to take something because we've got to do something about this terrible thing that we've been experiencing for a little while now. Okay. That's all fine and dandy. But when you come to the healing ministry here, we are practitioners, and we look at not your problem, but we look at your solution. And you say, what do you want to be? And you say, I'd be whole and perfect. We say, then you are whole and perfect now. We see you whole and perfect. The practitioner can only see an expression of themselves. And the practitioner first changes its own consciousness about whatever it's being told on the outer and goes within and claims that truth. Asking outside for help is what we do all the time. We pray to God outside of ourselves. We pray to the angels. We pray to the saints. We pray to heaven. We pray to the doctors. We pray to our family. We pray to the medicine. Oh, my goodness, do we pray to all these things. And, you know, sometimes it seems to help. But what really is helping is when we start recognizing that we can be whole and perfect. And the reason that we can be whole and perfect is that we are whole and perfect now already. And if we're going to allow ourselves to look at any illusion, any temporary experience, your broken leg is temporary, it's not forever. But the thing is, you look at a broken leg and you think, oh my goodness, it's not very nice right now. And that's when we're living in the now. So, you say my leg is whole and perfect. My body is whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. You make this claim for yourself. I make this claim for myself. And in making this claim for myself, I experience this for myself and my life and my affairs and my world. And me is whole and perfect in every beautiful, fantastic way. And it is glorious and it is wonderful and it is now. But the tendency is to look outside for help. Just as your telephone call here is looking outside for help. And we tell you, go within. Go to the Father within. Go to the Divine within. Go to whoever you are within. That magnificent whole being within. That whole being within you was created whole and perfect from the very outset. And that's what we are expected to be, whole and perfect. And so the way that we experience wholeness and perfect is by turning our 100% attention to the fact that I'm whole and perfect. When a child comes up to us and says, I hurt, we don't say, what's wrong? What's the matter? Oh, we say, there, there, sweetheart, everything is okay. Now, let's just know that everything is in divine order and all is okay. If we pursue, we say, well, where does it hurt? Now, what is it? You say your foot hurts? Oh, my. Well, let's take a look at that. Now, we'll kiss that foot and make it well. Or we'll give you some medicine. Or we'll do this or we'll do that. If we could teach our children from the very get-go in the healing business to say for themselves, whenever they feel a hurt, or whenever they feel growing pains, or whatever things that children feel, and to say from the very beginning, I'm whole and perfect. I was born whole and perfect, and I am whole and perfect, and I see my body whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And just chant that, until that's the only thought they have in their mind. And if we can get early enough in our children, it doesn't matter how late we start, but the earlier the better. If we can get early enough, they will never have to know illnesses. They will never have to know unhappiness. They will never have to know these things, because instantly they will say, I'm whole and perfect, whenever something unlike their happy nature takes place in their experience. Now, that is so for you and for me and for everyone. Yes, it'd been nice if we had been born with parents who were teaching us that from the very beginning. It'd be nice if we had been taught that a few years ago or whenever we started having problems. But now, it's not too late. Now is the right time. Now is the acceptable time of my good. And now I say, thank you, I am whole and perfect. We say thank you to the divine creative cause, which is our body, which is whole and perfect. Thank you, whole and perfect body. Thank you, whole and perfect mind. Thank you, whole and perfect being. Thank you, I am whole and perfect. You see, we are our own creator. We are our own ones who bring all these things into being. So claim that today for yourself and enjoy it to its fullest. Enjoy wholeness to its fullest. Enjoy happiness to its fullest. And you watch and see. It works. It works for thousands of people around the world. And it might as well work for millions. Millions don't hear me. Maybe millions will one day. But at the moment, I speak to consciousness that everywhere, people will say to themselves, I'm whole and perfect. And experience their wholeness and their perfection now and forevermore. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campbell, California, Dial Healing Words, and you have called the Healing Ministry. Now, if you dial 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111, every person who answers the phone here at the corporate headquarters of the Worldwide Healing Ministry is a practitioner. And say to them, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am wonderful. And the practitioner will say, wow, yes, indeed you are. And now, let's listen to how perfect you are. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You're whole and perfect. 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 My goodness, it sounds like a broken record, but what a wonderful broken record. What a wonderful group of statements to make about ourselves. Say them today and watch the miracles happen for you. Call us if you like. We're here for you because we care. Have a wonderful day, a wholeness day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.